Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am Jackson Schneider, back for another week of updates on all things going on across the Newman Athletics Department, episode 133 of our podcast. And this week, we've got a lot to get into. We'll preview the Jets men's soccer playoff matchup against Southern Nazarene by visiting with head coach Victor Dominguez. And we'll also recap an exciting home doubleheader sweep for the Jets on the basketball court as Newman defeated William Jewell College on the women's side Wednesday night and then blasted Tabor College on the men's side. So we'll hear from head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs in her post-game interview, as well as visit with Jet men's basketball head coach RJ Allen, as well as freshman newcomer Dedrick Fikes after the Jets men's basketball win as well. So lots to get into on our show today, but we'll start episode 133 as we do with all of our shows, and that's by recapping the last week in Newman Jets athletics. We'll go back to last Wednesday, where the Jets women's soccer team was in action and hosting Central Oklahoma. The Jets would fall in a tough one in that match to UCO by a score of 5-0. On Thursday, the Jets men's soccer team was in action here in Wichita, falling to number 16 ranked nationally Fort Hays State by a score of 3-1. On Friday, it was a busy day on the bowling lanes as the Jets women were in action in the Lady Jack Classic, where the Jets would finish in 13th place in that challenging field with teams from all over the country, all the way through the NCAA ranks from D1, D2, D3, and beyond. But the Jet women would finish in 13th place in that event. The women's basketball team played host to the MIAA GAC Conference crossover, and the Jets on Friday night would fall to Arkansas Monticello by a score of 73-47 on Friday night before bouncing back for a tough, close loss Saturday night, falling at the hands of Southern Arkansas by a score of 58-50. The Jet women had a fourth quarter lead in that game, but were just not quite able to close out the victory. But good things learned from that contest, and we'll tell you about why here in just a little bit. The Jets men's basketball team opened up their season on the road at the Arkansas Tech Classic down in Russellville, Arkansas, and the Jet men would open the season with an 80-64 victory over Southwestern Oklahoma State in that competition. They would fall the next day to the host Arkansas Tech, who is the number 24 ranked team in the Division II preseason poll, falling 95-64 in that competition. On the volleyball court Friday night, the Jets would take on Arkansas Fort Smith, falling 3-1, but the Jets very competitive and tight in that match and had chances late in the fourth set, two set points in that fourth set where they were right on the cusp before forcing a fifth set, just falling a touch short in that match. And then the Jets would turn around and host Senior Day on Saturday in the volleyball court, falling to a nationally ranked University of Central Oklahoma in three sets, but challenging the Broncos in that match as well, with some very competitive set play in that match. Also on Saturday as well, the men's and women's cross-country teams competed in the NCAA regionals in Joplin, Missouri, with the women's team coming in 27th place in that competition. The men would finish in 24th place in their regional. And then on Sunday, the men's and women's bowling teams would both be in action again as part of the Lady Jack Classic on the women's side, and the men competed in the Leatherneck Classic in Moline, Illinois, and the Jet men would finish in third place in that competition. So another strong showing for the Jet men on the bowling lanes. In the wrestling avenue, the Jets would compete in the red and blue duel hosted here at Newman, wrestling against each other and getting some good action in. No team score was tallied, but a nice start to the season. The Jet wrestling team competed in the Falcon Invitational in Park City last week prior, but then host that red and blue duel before really kicking off the season here in the next couple of weeks with some more tournament action still to come. On Monday night, the Jets women's team would build off that strong showing Saturday that we talked about and get in the win column for the first time this season with a 75-59 win over Central Christian College. Sage Grampsis would lead the Jets in scoring in that matchup with 22 points, knocking down 6 three-pointers in the victory. And then finally, Wednesday night, the first home basketball doubleheader of the season for the Jets. The Jet women would pull away in the second half for a 68-52 win over William Jewell College. The Jets saw career performances from two different players as Jaden McMillan would finish with a career high in scoring with 24 points in the win for Newman, while Valeria Lofkina would tally a double-double, 14 points on the night, which is just too shy of her career high, but she did tally a career high in rebounds with 18 to lead the Jets. An incredible performance for her inside and pulling down those 18 rebounds and again scoring 14 points was a stellar showing for the junior post from Latvia. And then Paige Kraft would have her best outing as a Jet so far with 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists for the Newman women in that victory as well. And we'll talk more about that with head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs here in just a little bit on the show. But following that women's win on Wednesday night, the Jet men would have their home opener hosting the Tabor College Blue Jays, and the Jets would blast Tabor on Wednesday night, winning 108-51. The Jets led 48-22 at halftime, but outpaced the Blue Jays 60-29 in the second half en route to the runaway victory. And for the Jets, all 13 players that saw action in the game would score at least 2 points. And furthermore, 6 different Jets would score in double figures, with none of them scoring more than 14 points in a very well-rounded performance for Newman. Sam Medalli and Aaron Murphy would each lead the Jets with 14 points apiece, both coming off the bench. Sam Somerhalder, Thatcher McClure, Jaden Gales, and Trey Clayton would all score double digits as well, all tallying 11 points in the win. Jacob Joe would make his season debut for the Jets on the basketball court after missing the first 2 games of the season with an injury, scoring 9 points and knocking down 3 three-pointers. While Dedrick Fikes, a freshman for the Jets, would tally 8 points in the victory to go along with a team-high 10 rebounds, 2 blocks and an assist, and we'll hear directly from Dedrick Fikes as well after his solid performance in his first home game as a Newman Jet as well. We'll hear from him and head men's basketball coach RJ Allen coming up in just a little bit as well. But that's a look at the week that was in Newman Jets athletics. We'll take our first break here on the show, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the soccer postseason awards from the MIAA and GAC for both the men's and women's teams. That's all next here on the JetCast, here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back here on the JetCast, here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider back with you as we take a look at some postseason conference awards by both our men's and women's soccer programs. On the women's side, the Jets team earned two different postseason awards as both Melani Burke-Bickler and Delphine Sosu earned all MIAA honorable mention status. Burke-Bickler added a goal on the season with 927 minutes played, with 8 shots on goal and 2 points in her 17 matches played. And Burke-Bickler's goal came in the match against Nebraska Kearney, where the Jets dropped a tough one 3-2. But it's the second year in a row in which Melani Burke-Bickler earned honorable mention status in the MIAA. For Delphine Sosu, a newcomer to the Jets program this season, she played in 973 minutes on the season in 14 matches, scoring a goal and earning 2 points while tallying 10 shots on goal. Sosu scored her goal in the match against Fort Hays State, where the Jets again came up just short in a 2-1 loss. But two all MIAA honorable mention status players in Melani Burke-Bickler and Delphine Sosu for the Jets women's soccer team. The men's soccer team, and we'll talk plenty about the Jets men with head coach Victor Dominguez coming up in just a few short minutes here, but the Jets earned 9 all GAC MIAA honors, while 13 Jets earned a spot on the academic honor roll. The Jets saw a first-team selection in Alberto Romano, who becomes just the third Jet to be selected to an All-GAC first-team list. And the last time that a Newman player was voted into the first team was back in 2019, when Victor Rubio Lopez and Ed Jabari both earned a top spot on that 13-player list. But this season should be no surprise that Alberto Romano would be a first-teamer in the league. He led the Jets with 12 goals and 25 points with 30 shots on goal. He broke the Jets' season record in all three of those categories and played in every match this season, tallying nearly 1,400 minutes played in the regular season. Beto, as we call him, led the conference in shots and shots on goal and was only one goal away from leading the conference in goals in the regular season. Just an outstanding performance from Alberto Romano this season, again earning all GAC men's soccer first team. The second team winners include Gabriel Diaz-Giuliani, Gustavos Diaz-Giuliani, Paulo Villalobos, and Caio Teschetto. Gabriel Diaz-Giuliani thrived in his first season for the Jets, scoring 7 goals with 2 assists, while Gustavo Diaz-Giuliani had an outstanding season as well. He's the older brother of the two and broke the record for most assists in a season for a Jet with 10, and still has at least one match to play to potentially increase that tally and set the single season record and claim it himself. He had the third highest points total ever for Newman with 14, finishing the season second in assists in the conference, averaging just a little over half an assist per match. The Diaz-Giuliani brothers are the first brothers to receive all GAC awards on the same team, and both brothers accumulated the same amount of minutes exactly with 1,115. Paulo Villalobos earned his spot in the All-GAC second team playing and starting every match he was available for and was an important asset for the Jets at the midfield spot. He scored his first goal as a Jet in his final season, including a game-winning goal in Colorado against St. Martin's, adding 4 assists and a total of 8 points. Caio Teschedo shined this year for the Jets, scoring 2 goals and providing a pair of assists as well, and was a key part of the Jets' defense, holding opponents down to only 195 total shots on the season. On the All-GAC Men's Soccer Honorable Mention list, it included Gael Gonzalez, Cameron Schroeder, Gibran Villalobos, and Juan Carlos Cordova. Gael Gonzalez is a junior defender for the Jets, and this season played over 1,500 minutes during the regular season in 17 matches and starting all 17 of them. He netted his first goal of the year in a 4-1 win over Wachita Baptist earlier in October and also found the back of the net against Rogers State on Halloween. Cameron Schroeder played and started in all 18 regular season games, where he tallied over 1,300 minutes through the season, scoring his first goal of the year against Southern Nazarene in the Jets' big win in September over the nationally ranked Red Storm. Gibran Villalobos played and started in all 18 games for the Jets this season as well, leading the team with 1,554 minutes through those 18 games played, tallying his assist in the first matchup against the Fort Hays State Tigers. And he assisted, and his assist helped the Jets score their sole goal of that game. And Gibran recorded 6 shots with 1 goal this season. Juan Carlos Cordova played in 12 matches, starting in all 12, playing just over 1,000 minutes on the year and tallied 50 saves in goal for the Jets while earning 2 shutouts on the season, breaking the Jets' record of total career saves with now 217 total saves in his career. The list of GAC MIAA Academic Honor Roll earners this season include Danilo Escobar, Preston Geitzen, Joaquin Gonzalez, Nicolo Lai, Asa Monsivius, Cameron Schroeder, Mario De Roque Zazon, Jonathan Garcia, Gael Gonzalez, Kenneth Huey, Micah Mann, Alberto Romano, and Carlos Silva. So a lengthy, lengthy list of Jets men's soccer players earning all-conference honors both on the field and in the classroom this season. An incredible, incredible honor for all of those players we just talked about. And it's been an outstanding season, a record-breaking season for the Jets men's soccer team. And we'll talk more about that as they head into their first ever MIAA GAC postseason tournament appearance coming up Thursday night as they travel to take on 22nd-ranked Southern Nazarene. And we'll preview that match with head coach Victor Dominguez after a quick break. But we'll be back with more on the JetCast right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now over the phone with Newman Headman soccer coach Victor Dominguez. Coach, how are we doing today?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm excited to talk with you about your team and big accomplishment. We talked all season about the goals that this team had, and one of those big goals was making the postseason, and you accomplished that for the first time, making the MIAA GAC tournament coming up this week. And Coach, I just wanted to start there to accomplish that goal. And I know you've got bigger goals coming here later on this week, but what does that mean for you and for this program to hit that mark for the first time, a place that I'd imagine you have visions of being many years into the future as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think for us, I mean, we feel very accomplished, obviously within amongst ourselves and our program and the players and staff. Like, we feel we deserve to be there. We probably thought at one point we should have clinched it a little bit sooner. But, you know, just the feeling of, you know, accomplishing it and being in there, we're super excited for it. And that was our number one goal for the season, was to make the postseason. So now it's just, you know, it's a great feeling. But, you know, I got to give it to the guys, the standard that they set, the culture that they have on their, you know, day in, day out of coming in here, being responsible and taking care of business. And even on top of that, like, once we made the postseason and it was official, you know, obviously they celebrated it. We were excited as a staff as well. But just the motivation of the guys to, you know, come back to training, and it was like, all right, now how are we setting up to win the postseason, you know? And it wasn't even just like, all right, cool, we're in, and start kind of relaxing and taking the foot off the pedal. Like, they've been, you know, extremely motivated and, you know, getting right after it. So I'm blessed for the group of guys that we have, and it makes our job, you know, very easy. And hopefully this becomes a standard moving forward now.
Absolutely. And a lot of the guys that you have this season that have helped the team reach this point are starting to receive some conference recognition. I mean, we talked about Berto and how well he had played all season. You know, he finishes in the top of the conference in a bunch of different categories, you know, second in goals, first in shots, all these different things. But there's other guys that have also contributed as well. Gabriel is in the conversation, a lot of those offensive categories too. And I was looking at the conference stats, but when you have so many guys that have all kind of bought in and pushed this thing along, like you mentioned, you know, that team aspect of being determined to reach this point and to keep moving forward, what does that tell you about how this program has grown? Because you really have only been here a short time, and to accomplish something like this so fast has to say a lot about, you know, how far this group has come in that short amount of time.
Yeah. I as much as, you know, we can talk about my staff and myself on the work that we put in and stuff, it's never really about us at the end of the day. And I'm just, you know, super grateful for the guys that we were able to, you know, recruit, bring in. And, you know, we, you know, sold them in an idea and a project, especially, you know, the guys that came with me last year. It was definitely just selling them an idea and a project, because, you know, we didn't have much to basically sell on why you need to come to Newman, you know, even from facilities based and stuff. Or the Chop City this year, the field was a lot better. You know, a lot of coaches from the conference complimented it, but, you know, that's work from, you know, Dylan on the women's side and my staff and I to, you know, put in the work there, and then building the locker rooms and all that. But at the end of the day, like, the guys came in, and, you know, whether we had a small part to play in on, you know, selling the idea of how we want to play and how we want to be as a program on the pitch and off the pitch, et cetera, I think they came in and they also had their own ambitions and desire and, you know, self-motivation to, you know, come in and be that first name on, you know, on the history sheet. So, you know, a lot of this, you know, I got to give it to them. Like, Bethel came in and, you know, he wanted to try to fight for that, you know, player of the year, offensive player of the year. So, you know, those are things that, you know, we can help the team to try to feed him the ball, but after that, it's not up to us, you know. And then you have players like Paulo, who is his last season, and for the past, you know, 2.5, 3 years maybe, he's not scored a single college goal. And then this year he puts up, you know, 2 or 3, and he didn't even have an assist. And this year he has 4 or something like that. And it just shows, like, you know, all of these guys were just really wanting it. Really wanting it, whether it was seniors, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, like, they all just kind of, you know, themselves, you know, bought into, to, you know, accomplishing something together. And then, you know, my staff and myself, we kind of were just the tour guide along the way, trying to help out as much as we can. But yeah, the group of guys that we have this year is, you know, second to none. So I think that helps a lot.
Absolutely. And now I want to talk about the conference tournament, because you set up as the number 4 seed, and, you know, the top 4 teams in the league make the postseason, and it's been such an even year. I mean, your team has beaten Southern Nazarene at one point. They've beaten you, and the same can be said really for teams 2 and 3 and you know, Fort Hays and of course, you know, the others in the conference. And, you know, it's such a well-rounded league, but especially that top four, it seems to me like this tournament could be anybody's to grab. So how do you approach this weekend, especially with that first match against the host in Southern Nazarene, knowing that, you know, your team not only is there, but can compete and can win against anybody that's there?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the game, and, you know, we, as from players to all of us, we feel very confident we can, you know, go out there and, you know, cause an upset in the eyes of the league being the fourth seed. But for us, we're not treating it any different because, like you said, like we beat them in the opening weekend. You know, we put a very good showing at their pitch this last game of the conference where they scored, what, within the last 6 minutes. And so I think we can go out there and, like you said, I think we can take on anybody, but anybody can take on anybody at the same point. And it's just, for us, we're just treating it like any other game. No need to, you know, change our emotional behavior, mental behavior, you know, tactical understanding or tendencies, et cetera. Like, we just need to focus on what we do very good week in and week out, day in, day out, and continue to strengthen those weaknesses. From both games against, you know, both Southern Nazarene, Rogers State, and Fort Hays, there was, you know, moments that we were like, this works, this is extremely successful, and we did cause some damage. And then there was moments where, okay, this is how they scored on us, or this is how they created chances. But as far as changing it or trying to create a different atmosphere leading into this week, I'm big on, you know, these are our habits and this is our way of doing things, so we got to stick to it. If it doesn't work out, then next year we change it, but we got to change it from day one, not towards the end, because then it just creates, like, you kind of change the way I do things, so maybe it throws me off a little bit. Maybe sometimes it could work or sometimes not, but I'm not really big on leaving things up to chance. I have a little bit of I want to be in control of things at times. So we're not changing anything, and it's kind of like how I tell the boys, you know, I'm not going to, like, I don't speak to the guys after any games. It doesn't matter if it's a win or a loss, because, you know, if it's a win, you're emotional, and maybe you overlook, you know, certain plays that are negatives just because you won, so you kind of overlook it and you don't talk about it. And then if you lose, then you're negatively emotional, and then maybe you're not hitting the points of, well, we were actually very successful here, and it was just a quick moment of this, that, and the other. So it's the same here. I didn't want to get too, oh, man, it's playoffs. It's playoffs. No, it's just another game of football. There's going to be 22 guys on the pitch running for the same ball for 90 minutes. So here's the things that we need to do. Here's the things that we need to watch out for. Let's go out to the practice or to practice. Let's watch film. You know, it's just a regular week, a regular game. Let's try to keep, you know, our emotional composure as balanced as we can, and, you know, just go out there and perform the best that we can.
Are there, Coach, any advantages or disadvantages to playing a team like Southern Nazarene kind of back-to-back? I mean, they're the last match of your regular season in the same location, mm-hmm. even on Saturday, and you turn back around this week to go right back to Bethany, Oklahoma, and face them again. Does that provide any advantage or disadvantage when you look at it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the same for both teams. You know, they have two games against us and one freshly on their minds. Same thing for us. And, you know, with both of these games, we were able to say, okay, they did this both times that they played us. It hurt us or it didn't, and this is how we, you know, figured out how to get forward or how to drop in and how to exploit space. So I think it's an advantage for us to realize, you know, everything, all of their attacking and defensive tendencies and moments in transition, and player does this, player does that. But it's also a disadvantage because they have that same advantage. So, you know, it would have been nice if we both had a game in between where maybe you kind of forget a little bit, or you start planning for another team, and then you kind of get your ideas. Maybe, today we're attacking the wide areas, and then you know, if we had a game in between, maybe today we attack centrally, and then you kind of have to work your way back to, mm-hmm. you know, attacking the wide areas or whatever the situation may be. But again, it could be, it's an advantage for us, but it's a disadvantage because they have the same advantage. But the only thing that I will say is, now it, you know, we realize what it takes to play on that pitch. You know, they packed it. So at least the environment, piece of it, we're going to be a lot more accustomed mm-hmm. to it. And I think that is an advantage for us, where for them, they practice on it and play on it every single game and every single day. So they're used to it and they're comfortable on it, so it doesn't really change anything. But for us, it was a new environment. But now that we got that out of the way, it's like, okay, we know what it's like to go out there. We know what the grass is like. We know what the fans are like. We know what the, you know, the locker rooms are like. So it's not anything new. So that might give us a, I wouldn't say an advantage, but at least it keeps us a little bit more, you know, level-headed instead of just being in a completely new environment and trying to figure, you know, things out. And maybe you lose concentration or focus for, even if it's a split second in football, you know. We had a goal this year where it was on the buzzer, so split seconds, they all matter.
Yeah, definitely. Again, we're visiting with head men's soccer coach Victor Dominguez here on the JetCast. As Newman heads to the MIAA-GAC Men's Soccer Championship to take on 22nd-ranked Southern Nazarene on Thursday evening down in Bethany, Oklahoma. Coach, you know, with the end of the regular season, I'm curious if you've looked back a little bit and kind of taken stock of the specific areas of progress. Where do you feel like your team has improved the most on the field this year?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. I mean, if I'm looking back at, you know, from my whole year and a half last season and the spring when I took over, you know, it's a drastic change that, you know, even when I came in that spring, I tried to play this way. I tried to teach all the guys to play this way. Even, you know, if certain players couldn't do it, it was what I wanted to teach them. You know, at the end of the day, as much as I want to win, I want to try to, you know, express what I believe in as far as in this way of playing. Where this year, from the beginning till the end, I think we've performed phenomenally in the way that I want to express my ideas. I think the guys enjoy it. You know, we get to keep the ball, you know, most of the time on most of the games. I think we won in possession every single game this season, which is not a statistic that wins you games, but at least it gets the guys enjoying the game. So maybe that could be for us, you know, when we have the ball, we've progressed. There was teams early on when we're trying to do these things that we asked from our players that, you know, certain teams set up defensively in one way or pressed in one way that we were kind of caught in between two worlds and what we wanted to do. Where now, you know, we're going to do film. We're going to show them how they set up defensively. But, you know, football changes, you know, like I said, in split seconds, so they can do something differently. But the guys, the amount of, you know, that quick thought and decision making to exploit different areas of space has been tremendous. You know, I don't even think for the last 2 weeks that we've worked on our, you know, our building out of the back. We've kind of just like, yeah, you guys know what you're gonna do. If they press with one, you do this. If they press with two, they do this. If they press wide, they do this. If they press, and they can take care of it. So to me, maybe it's that, it's just their, you know, mental awareness and just general awareness of the pitch and area to exploit, and that communication for guys to be on the same page and us not have to, you know, be loud and obnoxious on the sideline, as you've noticed by having gotten a yellow card in a long time. So I'll give them credit for that.
Well, that's certainly good. I know, you know, coaches and players can get a little fired up at times, and that kind of leads into my next question. You talked about getting a little bit used to the environment at Southern Nazarene, but playoff environments, postseason environments can oftentimes be a little bit more amped up and emotions can be a little bit higher. How do you coach your team through that aspect and making sure that they don't let their emotions get the best of them and having that lead to, you know, cards and things that could hurt your team.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said in the beginning, we're kind of just, you know, we were very excited when we first made it. And I know the guys went out and celebrated without me knowing, if you know what I mean. And, you know, they enjoy it. They got that out of their system. And then we were straight back into training. And, you know, for a while now, that's what we've been doing in practice to kind of prepare for that emotional aspect of it, is if there's an actual, you know, foul in practice, we're actually calling it out. So then guys are like, oh, all right, you know, and it starts kind of building that, I guess, that mental preparation for, if there's a foul, we don't need to glue the ball. If there's, you know, this, we don't need to do that, you know. And so I don't know if it helps or anything, because like you said, it's playoffs, you know, it's completely different. You know, if the guy's on a breakthrough this last game against Southern Nazarene, I told him, Ibrahim, just let him go. Just let him go. Like, you don't need even a yellow card, and he wouldn't be suspended for playoffs or anything. But for now, like, you don't need to do anything. Like, we told both of our strikers, don't defend, you know, this last game against them. And so now it's a little bit more, if he's getting through, like, you have to bring him down, you know, and then he starts being a little bit more aggressive. And I'm sure it's on both teams. So, yeah, it's going to be a game where hopefully our leaders can realize and set the tempo of the game. And if it starts getting a little bit too heated, that they can slow it down and then get back into it. Or once it's too slow, then we can speed it up. And, you know, like I said in the beginning, the group of guys that I have, there's not much, you know, a lot of times when we're loud and obnoxious on the sidelines to get away from our own frustrations and not really for them, a lot of times they don't even, maybe not even understand what we're saying. And maybe it's after the fact that something happened. So then there's like focus on the game and can't remember the last play or what we're talking about. So sometimes just to get away from our own emotional side of things. So for me, it's them. Like, well, we have such great leaders on the team, you know, our leadership group. Mm-hmm. We wanted to just do 4 this year. We ended up with 6 because we have so many guys that can actually step up at any given moment. I think we even had 3 different guys this season wear the captain's band in games, not because one guy dropped or anything, but just we were like, oh, we're going to let you lead the team today. So I'm just, you know, blessed for the group that we have, and, you know, hopefully that they can take care of business on the pitch on that aspect of the emotional aspect of being in playoffs. Can you just treat it like a normal game? And when we win, then we can go and celebrate, and then we need to refocus for Saturday. But right now it's all about focusing for tomorrow. And, you know, emotional aspect of things, I think they've handled it very well. I don't see many guys coming in here like, oh, we're in playoffs. Or just like, what are we doing for training today? Are we watching film? I'm like, yes, we are. And they're like, is it going to be long? And like, yes. Like yesterday, we kind of went overboard a little bit, and they're like, some guys yawning and stretching. I'm like, you asked for it. Like, you knew it was coming. So yeah, I think they're mature enough to handle the situation. I was just focusing on going out there, getting the ball rolling, and getting into those dangerous areas, and hopefully smashing the back of the net and coming home with a win.
All right. Well, Coach, last question I got for you. As you head into tomorrow's match with Southern Nazarene, what are the biggest keys to a win?
Control the tempo. I think that's the massive point that we need to go into tomorrow, is controlling the tempo. If we have the ball and we, you know, keep moving it into certain areas and, you know, speed up the game, slow down the game, we've recognized on both games against them that when we have the ball and we're building out of the back and we're keeping it in certain areas, that we're extremely dangerous. It's when we try to go a little bit too direct is when we get ourselves into trouble, because they're a massive team on the counter. They're very quick and pacey and objective. So if we go too quick and guys are out of position, then they, you know, they exploit those areas. So if we can control the tempo, control the ball, we can control the game. And like I said, hopefully come home with a win tomorrow, and then we're all happy. You might see me running around Wichita.
All right. Well, good luck, Coach. I appreciate the time. As always, we'll be rooting for you, and we'll talk again soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
as Victor Dominguez, head men's soccer coach of your Newman Jets. Again, they'll take on Southern Nazarene Thursday night at 6 o'clock in the first round of the MIAA GAC postseason tournament. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at neojetsgear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Joined now by head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs here as the Jets again defeat William Jewell College 68-52 earlier tonight. Coach, a very solid performance, but I want to start with the rebounding because it was a dominant edge tonight on the inside, cleaning up the glass offensively and defensively. That was a huge factor in the victory today.
Yeah, definitely, and it's something that we have talked about, and I'm just glad that they finally saw, oh, if you rebound, you know, something good will happen, but I just liked our intensity on that end for sure.
Well, the big spark plug in that was Val. She finishes with 14 points, but a career-high 18 rebounds for a double-double. What did you see from her tonight that really led that rebounding effort?
Yeah, we kind of talked to her and challenged her about, you know, getting those double-digit rebounds because she can. She's a good rebounder when she goes for them, and just really liked how active she was on the glass and very smart, too. You know, she didn't get any fouls over the back and just finding the positioning and getting to her spots and just bringing us the lift that we needed, especially with Delaney with some foul trouble.
The offense in the first couple of games of the season was a lot more focused, it felt like, on the three-point shot. Today, that was not the case. There were threes that were there, and the team certainly took some of them, but the vast efforts of the team were felt inside of the paint and closer to the basket. Was that a focal point for the matchup today?
It was. We wanted to make sure we got the ball inside, but also it kind of shows we can win a little bit different if we shoot our threes or we can go inside. And hopefully it just shows we can be a little bit balanced. And if we put both together, I mean, that'll be really, really good. But, yeah, it was definitely a focus. We felt like we've missed our inside presence a little bit, and we were able to talk about it and game plan, and they executed.
And the defense was so good in the second half. I mean, it was a three-point game at halftime, but in the third quarter, I felt like that was where the defense really got it kind of figured out. You slowed down their leading scorer, who was very good tonight in Aiden Shannon, but she had 15 points at halftime and just five the rest of the game. What changed in the second half defensively for your team?
We locked in a little bit more on some scouting report stuff, but then, you know, Monty did a great job that second half of just getting to her spots, getting to where she needed to, and whoever got switched on to her. So we just really talked about it and emphasized it at halftime, and they did a great job of sticking to what we needed to do.
So through four games, you're 2-2, and I felt like big steps forward in each of those four games in very different ways for each of them. So you're improving different things, but overall, how do you feel like through the first 2 weeks or so of this regular season your team has progressed?
Yeah, I think every individual player has had some highlights. They've had something that they've done really well in a stat category, whether that's one person had a great game, and if they didn't, they did something else. And so I think they're all getting confidence in a lot of different areas in their games, and so now it's like, can everyone put it together on the same night? But definitely individually, each person kind of had their moments, and so they understand what they can do, and we just got to get them to those positions.
So four games in a very short period of time. You know, the last, what, five, 6 days or so? Now you get 6 days to rest before you head on the road for the first time. You take on a team that the last time you played them in that building was your first MIAA win. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying. But in the meantime, what do the next few days look like for your team as you kind of reset the body a little bit?
Yeah, we'll be off tomorrow, and then we'll practice Friday and Saturday, be off Sunday, and then Monday we'll do our game prep. So really Saturday, Friday, Saturday, but will be big for us to get back to some of our defensive fundamentals. That's like the biggest thing for us. Kind of tweak and make sure we're good on some of our offensive stuff and work on some of the reads that we've kind of been missing as well.
Now, is there any added steam or excitement as you build off of two wins now heading into an opportunity like Emporia State? I mean, it's not a league game, but it is a league opponent, so it's a big chance to kind of gauge where you're at early on.
Yeah, definitely. I think these two are really big for us. Winning's hard. You know, I tell them that winning's hard, and we got to do it in two different ways. And then, like I said, it was really good to see Val get this game. And then Jaden obviously had 24 points on 50% shooting, and we got to the free throw line, and that stuff we've been talking about. And then Paige finally kind of got some of the looks, got the points that she wanted. And obviously Sage had a good game the last game. And then some of our freshmen just continue to get a little bit better on the defensive side. And then, you know, Layla had 7 rebounds, and she's 5'4", and so she's getting after the board. So a lot of positives for them individually, I think, is going to carry over into next week.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you so much for the time. As always, congratulations on the win, and we'll talk to you again in about a week and a half or so.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Amy Briggs, head coach of your Newman Jets, on our post-game coaches interview.
Let's face it. It's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom, and while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change, or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook. From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
All right. Welcome back into our post-game show. Jackson Schneider visiting with Dedrick Fikes after a big Newman victory in their home opener. Dedrick, you're a new guy to
yes,
this
sir.
Roster. What was it like for you for your first home game, the crowd, the environment, most importantly, the win?
It was nervous at first. Luckily to my team, you know, they kind of hosted me through the game, so I was able to produce, you know. So
yeah. And it was a very well-rounded game. I mean, everybody was pitching in, doing all the little things, rebounds, assists. I mean, everybody but Trey, and you'll have to give him some heck for this, everybody but Trey had an assist tonight. So what does that tell you about this team and the fact that everybody is doing a little bit of everything to make you successful?
Just that team chemistry, you know, practicing day in and day out. So we're just building that team chemistry, getting everybody the ball. So as long as we keep doing that, we'll keep winning. So.
And for you, you finished 8 points, 10 rebounds today. What did you feel like you did well today? What do you want to work on as you head into Saturday as well?
Oh, I feel like I did well on rebounding the ball, looking for my teammates, you know, just being that guy to push everybody, you know. I plan on working on my 3-pointer, of course, shooting. But
so oh, okay. And for a young guy like yourself, I mean a freshman, right?
So yes, sir.
First few days of college basketball, has it been everything you dreamed of as a kid?
Yes, sir. So far, so good. So.
Yeah. What are your goals for this season? I haven't gotten to ask you about yourself, your goals for this year. What do you want to accomplish with this team?
I just want to win. You know, I'm around good, great guys, good coaches, so I just want to win, be able to help them win, and so far, so good. So.
Absolutely. Big win tonight. As you get, you know, a couple days to rest before Saturday, what do you want this team to improve on as a group heading into your next contest?
We're going to improve on a lot of things. I feel like, I mean, according to this game, I mean, we did good. So we just got to work on, I guess, everything, you know, just sharing the ball more, getting rebounds, you know, trying to get Trey that assist. So, you know, just work around everything. So.
Absolutely. And, you know,
I want to ask you this because another newcomer on this team came from a different school, and he came from the school you played tonight. Thatcher transferred from Tabor. Did he talk at all about that opportunity to go beat his old team? Did he like that opportunity?
Not much, but you could tell in practices and stuff, you know, he was going a lot harder, so I'm pretty sure it was on his mind. So
I wondered, but I love that little fun aspect. Is there a team you're looking forward to playing the most this year?
Not really. You know, I'm kind of new to this conference, to the college, you know, ball, so mm-hmm. This is my first go around, and then maybe next year I can have a team that I'm looking to play again. So
I like it. Dedrick, thank you so much for the time, man. Congratulations on the win.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a nice day.
That's Dedrick Fikes here on our post-game show.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Joined now by head coach R.J. Allen. Coach, a pretty good way to open off the home schedule today. I know there's always little things you want to improve or tweak and grow from, but tell me your thoughts on where this team started out tonight on their home floor.
Yeah, I saw a lot of positives today. You know, I thought defensively we held them to 32% from the field. That was something that we wanted to try to limit their field goal percentage under 40. Thought we did a good job of that. Offensively, we had 16 offensive rebounds. And then the big one, which has been our turnovers, we only turned it over 12 times. And so, obviously, the guys shared the ball. You had 27 assists. So there were a lot of positives today. You just got to continue to keep building on those positives and keep learning.
You had a definite advantage inside today, and it felt like the team was really taking advantage of that, you know, with the rebounding. It just a heck of an edge in the rebounding margin today, plus 29 on the glass today. Has that been an emphasis? I know you've rebounded quite well to start the season, but this team seems to have just a little extra edge when going after the rebounds.
Yeah, I think that you know, when it comes to an identity of a basketball team, I think that's one element that we have to be able to generate extra possessions and finish possessions on the glass. So it kind of starts and ends there with us right now. Obviously, we can continue to get better in that facet, but that's something that we're going to hone in on.
27 assists on 42 made baskets today. Everybody except for Trey Clayton registered at least one assist in the box score. What does that show you about this team and their ability to distribute the ball and kind of get everybody involved in this?
You know, me personally, I love when I look at a box score and our scoring is balanced. This time of the year, what you're trying to do, I think what all teams are trying to do is we're trying to develop chemistry. Mm-hmm. I think chemistry is an important element down the stretch. When it comes to those pivotal points in the season. And so right now we're trying to develop some chemistry. So it's good to see guys sharing the basketball when you had 27 assists. More importantly, you see them celebrating each other's success. Yeah. And that goes into building chemistry as well. And so pleased in that facet of what we were able to do tonight.
Three games under the belt with this new group, only a handful of returners from last year's group. How do you feel like that chemistry has progressed, at least this early on?
You know, I think at this time of the year, it's still a work in progress at times. You know, but for the most part, I think, you know, day in and day out in practice, this is a group that is relatively positive. We challenge them. I'm sure they'll tell you that in practice every day. But you know, I see a group that tends to stick together. You know, adversity is going to come and in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And so your true test is yet to be seen. But, you know, in the meantime, you want to develop those bonds and that chemistry right now so that you can withstand some of that adversity when it hits.
Now, we just met a moment ago with Dedrick Fikes, a young guy that has been, at least in one game, so impressive. He's a physical specimen, big, strong kid. What impresses you about him and what he's been able to put together through three games of his college career?
He's just come so far. He's come so far in the early part of the year, just adapting to the college game, just how hard you have to play consistently, the consistency that we're looking for, and it starts in practice. And I've just seen tremendous growth in him and just a willingness to buy into what we're trying to do here. And so I think with him, that's a young man that's, you know, ultra talented, and he's just now scratching the surface of what his potential could be.
I'm sure you could say the same about this team as a whole, right? Just scratching the surface and a lot more opportunities in front of them to continue improving, especially the next three games are all at home here and you get back to it on Saturday afternoon. What do you want to see from this team in response to the big win today and in terms of building forward?
Yeah, you enjoy the win today, but then you come back tomorrow and again, like, the focus and everything that we do has to be about our standard. We play to our standard, and that's what we're chasing. That's what we're competing towards every single day. And so I don't think it's a score or anything like that. It's just, you know, our responsibilities, those guys doing what they're supposed to do as hard as they absolutely can every possession.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for the time. Welcome back.
It's good.
Congrats
to see you
on the win.
All right.
All right.
You guys.
RJ Allen, head coach of your Newman Jets, here in our post-game show.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas, and with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Final segment here on the JetCast today, episode 133 of our show today, and a great show at that, with lots and lots of great content from postseason awards on the soccer pitch, as well as a preview of the men's soccer playoff matchup Thursday night against Southern Nazarene. Thank you to Coach Victor Dominguez for his time to preview that matchup, and then also our post-game interviews from Wednesday night's doubleheader sweep on the basketball court in Fugate Gymnasium. Thanks to head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs, head men's coach RJ Allen, and then freshman forward Dedrick Fikes as well after their wins Wednesday night over both William Jewell College and Tabor College on Wednesday. Now let's take a look at the week upcoming in Jets athletics. Again, Thursday night, the Newman men's soccer team will be traveling down to Bethany, Oklahoma to take on the Southern Nazarene Red Storm at 6 o'clock from Southern Nazarene University. Should the Jets win that, they would play again on Saturday for what would be the MIAA GAC postseason tournament championship in that match. But all eyes turn to Bethany on Thursday night for that win. And of course, if you want to watch that, you can tune into the MIAA Network video feed for that broadcast. This weekend, the Jets women's volleyball team will wrap up their year with a road swing. Friday night, the Jets will take on University of Central Missouri down in Warrensburg at 6 o'clock Friday night, and then wrap up their regular season with a contest at Missouri Southern on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The women's bowling team Friday morning will get underway down in Louisiana as they'll be competing at the Colonial Lanes Classic hosted by Tulane University, and that competition will go Friday through Sunday on the bowling lanes for the Jet ladies. And then Tuesday, we've got a pair of basketball matchups. The women will be on the road in Emporia, taking on Emporia State, a conference opponent, but a non-conference game. That'll be 7 o'clock from White Auditorium in Emporia with that contest. And then Tuesday morning, we'll have a home game for the Jet men's team as they'll host Jet Day from Fugate Gymnasiums. The Jet men will host Barclay College in a non-conference matchup where we'll welcome in dozens, if not hundreds, of local elementary school students to come and take in a game of Jets basketball and enjoy lunch and fun festivities and games from Fugate Gymnasium. Again, that'll be at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, and of course we'll have a broadcast of that on our Newman Jets audio network as well as the MIAA network video feed as well. But that's what's coming up this week in Newman Jets athletics, and that's going to wrap up our show today here on the JetCast, episode 133. As always, if you missed anything or if you want to go back and look at the schedule and see what's upcoming to plan your events accordingly, download the Newman Jets app today. It's free for both iPhone and Android users, and it'll have live stats, audio streams, live video links, and much, much more. So download that Newman Jets app today. And of course, you can go to newmanjets.com/calendar to see the full composite schedule of upcoming Jets athletics as well. Again, thanks to our guests today, head men's soccer coach Victor Dominguez, as well as women's basketball head coach Amy Briggs, men's basketball head coach RJ Allen, and freshman forward Dedrick Fikes for joining the show today. Always appreciate it. I've been Jackson Schneider. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the JetCast. We'll see you next time.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.